The National Association of Broadcasters held its annual convention last week in Las Vegas. The big buzz there was about a push by telephone companies to deliver TV programs over cell phones. If you feel like you're already drowning in too much to watch, record, and read, you are not alone. In today's Unger Report, Brian Unger explores a new syndrome he calls digital guilt.
Remember the good old days when you came home to a stack of mail, some unread magazines, a few messages on your answering machine, or an episode of Seinfeld on your VCR? All that unwatched, unread, and unanswered media was kind of like a girlfriend you needed to call. The longer you avoided it, the worse you felt. And as the week progressed, it was like all those magazines and video cassettes would come alive in your house and start mocking you with the chant, "I will not be ignored." Well, whatever you couldn't slog through, you eventually get to over the weekend, and one week's mountain of media would disappear. So it took you 5 days to read the Sunday paper, or make a date with your girlfriend. No big deal, all's forgiven. Such was guilt in yesterday's analog world. Now, in the digital era, the media demanding your attention is breaking into your house over fiber optic cable, and it's saying more than, "I will not be ignored." When you get home from work, it's boiling a bunny on your stove. TV shows are backed up on TiVos like planes at LaGuardia. Email on computers and text messages on BlackBerries demand to be read. Voicemail on cell phones and home phones, usually from the same person, cry out to be heard. iPods need to be charged and fed with downloads. Blogs require reading. Video games must be played. Oh, and you forgot to get milk. It's an impossible media mountain to climb in 1 week, let alone a day. Add to it the regular mail and those darned magazines, and, well, you really feel the weight of today's digital guilt. Remember books? And now, the Verizons, SBCs, and Sprints want to deliver TV shows to our cell phones. And not the shows waiting to be seen at home on your DVR. These are new MOBISodes, short for mobile episodes, so Americans can be entertained in the grocery checkout line or while they're smashing into the back of your car. That's some digital guilt right there, expensive and destructive. At the very least, all the digital content, begging to be seen and heard, pouring out of all the machines in our lives is annoying. Soon, watching a movie won't merely be interrupted by someone's cell phone ringing. You'll be telling someone to turn their TV down, as in, "Hey, you mind turning that Al Roker off? I'm trying to watch Meryl Streep over here. Thanks." Then you'll just feel guilty. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
If you have thoughts or comments about the Unger Report or anything else you've heard on our program, write to us. The address is daytoday@npr.org.